Is this a Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
TGI Hump Day, huh?
Hump Day.
You want a show?
Sure, let's start at the beginning.
Well, how do you like this?
No, not that.
You want a show? I'm giving you a show.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
I'll make it happen.
Make it happen, Captain.
Oh, I'll make it happen. Always make it happen.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
You want a show? I'll give you a show.
Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
Nope, because he would look like a little popsicle if we let him outside right now. He'd look like a Slurpee. Did you let him out in the slush here?
He won't go outside. He's not stupid.
It would be entertaining to see him try to walk those little tiny chihuahua legs on the patio. It is, 30 degrees right now. Winter weather advisory till 1 o'clock. Yeah, freezing rain this morning. It is like driving on a Slurpee, isn't it? That's what it felt like coming in this morning.
It depends on where you were at. Some areas were slushy. Some areas were an ice skating rink. Some areas were fine.
A friend of mine, Tammy, pointed this out yesterday. In the Motor City, I think, I'm not going to say it's gotten worse because it's the wrong word to use, but we are really into weather this year, aren't we? That's like how many, everyone I talked to yesterday mentioned the oncoming ice storm, right?
I think because we've been spoiled for the last couple of years and we really haven't had any real winter
weather. Is that what it is?
I think so.
So we're all into it, man. We're all into it. We're all fired up for Ice Storm Alpha. I want to start naming these, too.
Please, they already do that, and I think it's totally ridiculous.
You're not down with Ice Storm Alpha?
No.
Because that would actually make sense. Then we can do ABCD. So this is Ice Storm Alpha. And then we'll do the classic rock band. So this is Ice Storm Asia. And then next one will be Ice Storm Bad Company. And then Ice Storm Cinderella or Cars. We could go all the way through. Right? No?
No.
You don't want to do that? If we get to Ice Storm, yes, we've had a crappy winter. So, all right. Do be careful, though. 37 degrees right now. Any issues on the road that we should be aware of,
Aaron? We do have a couple. The big one, eastbound 94 at I-69 up there by St. Clair. The freeway is closed, so they're recommending you exit at Range Hall Road and then re-enter on Gratiot.
Oh.
They had to shut it down completely.
Okay.
And then northbound M-39 at Grand River, there's a bad wreck there that has only one lane open.
Of course, keep an eye on that for you guys. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Tickets on the 20 coming up all morning long for Jeff Dunham. But what's coming up next in sports?
Pistons have made a trade, and they took on the Knicks. I'll tell you all about that. And, of course, Michigan and Michigan State in action last night. Who won? Who lost? Details on the way.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Text 248-398-WCSX.
So, CSX Big Jim's house, 629, 31 degrees, winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock today, freezing rain, 37 for a high. The big issues on the roads this morning, Aaron?
Eastbound I-94 at I-69 in St. Clair, all lanes are blocked. Exit at Range, then re-enter on Gratiot in Marysville. That's the suggestion. We still have a problem. Northbound M-39 at Grand River, that's in the clearing station. Northbound 75 after Holbrook, that one has been there for about a half hour now. And northbound I-275 at Ford Road.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
All right, this all revolves around this voicemail we got. We need your thoughts, 248-398-WCSX. You can call, you can text, you can join the conversation, you can email us, BigJim@BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com. All right, here we go.
Hey, look, my coworker's a great guy who tends to pass a lot of gas. He started off by apologizing, but now he gives me the double guns and thinks it's funny. What should I do?
There he goes. 248-398-WCSX. There it is, Aaron.
So a 12-year-old girl.
What do you do? He started off saying, yeah, my bad, it's on me. And now he's just like, hey, and just gives him the double guns. What do you do if you're this person, the coworker?
That's a tough one.
Would you say something?
Well, it's two dudes, so you can kind of confront the situation head on because it's two guys. And it's like, you know, guy behavior.
Bro, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah,
it's you like, bro it out?
Stop it, you know? But if it was like a female co-worker complaining about a male co-worker, then it gets a little awkward.
Okay. 248-398-W. Yeah, it does. 248-398-9279, our studio number. see? 3 days now, we're playing that drop. She's still getting the giggles about it. Ryan, I brought you on this list because one of the guys, Conrad, on our Facebook page, on the CSX one, said, eat massive quantities of beans, eggs, cheese, and sugarless candy. So I assume that means retaliation, right? That you're going to pay this person back for doing this to you, that it's become an arms race or a butt race or whatever.
Gearing up, yeah. That's
sugarless candy? I get the rest of it.
Yep. Sugarless gummy bears are by far the worst you could possibly eat for your stomach.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. Not only gas, but you will be in the bathroom in like 15 minutes, I swear.
I heard about this a couple years ago, so I wanted to try it. So I said it. Well, I like candy anyway, so it's kind of a win-win, you know, research purposes, and I get some candy. So I sat at my house and ate like half a bag of them, and yeah, it's just constantly running back and forth to the bathroom. Just tears your stomach apart.
I've never heard this.
There's something in them that doesn't agree with most people, and I even went on Amazon to look at some of these reviews because they're hysterical. It's hours of entertainment. But one of them says, don't eat more than 15 in a sitting unless you're trying to power wash your intestines.
That's disgusting.
So this guy Conrad, his suggestion, that's a dangerous move because you may just be starting off getting back at the guy with that, but then all of a sudden, wow. Never knew.
Take it, change it, close.
Yeah, you got to be careful because, yeah, the fart's going to turn into something more and then you're going to have a real issue.
No, we understand, Ryan. You don't need to explain it in that depth, okay?
I just wanted to make sure everybody got it.
Really, yeah. Thanks, CNN. Way for breaking that down for us. We got it, bud.
Okay. The best one. The cramping started about an hour later, and soon enough, I was as bloated as a balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving tape.
God, why did I ask this question? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-WCSX. One more time. Here's our What Would You Do Wednesday call.
Hey, look, my coworker's a great guy who tends to pass a lot of gas. He started off by apologizing, but now he gives me the double guns and thinks it's funny. What should I do?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
On the telephone?
It's what you're talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it.
Man, we know there's a telephone. Boy, what the heck thing I'm doing?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 646. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 31 degrees, winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock, freezing rain all over the Motor City. 37 is going to be our high. Roads, tons of issues you've been popping up this morning, Aaron.
Yeah, northbound I-275 at Ford Road, that accident still there. Also northbound I-75 after Holbrook, that was in the left lane, in the left center lane. It has moved over. There are emergency crews on the scene. Northbound M-39 at Grand River. And the big one still is the freeway closure eastbound 94 at I-69 out in St. Clair.
All right, 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call, you can text, you can join the conversation on Facebook. It is a What Would You Do Wednesday, and we're talking about this voicemail.
Hey, look, my coworker's a great guy who tends to pass a lot of gas. He started off by apologizing, but now he gives me the double guns and thinks it's funny. What should I do?
All right, 248-398-WCSX, we're getting some suggestions. Most of them, though, are retaliation, right? It's not really like addressing it and having an open discussion. It's just escalating that, right?
A lot of it's passive aggressive, too. But I like the ones from Dory and also Cheryl, and I agree. I would probably do this, too. Dory and Cheryl both say, just get some Febreze. And every time he does that, just spray him with Febreze. He'll get the message at some point. It's true, though. If you keep doing that and then I spray you with Febreze, you're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, we're guys, though. If he's doing the double guns, he thinks it's funny anyway. I don't think that's going to stop him. He'll get the giggles over it now. You're like, would you stop it? Somebody texted in, pay this guy back, eat eggs, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and beer. Could also eat a bag of White Castles.
White Castles.
Again, that's escalating the whole thing. But you never had to deal with this stuff growing up, Aaron. And Clemens, so this was something, this is all foreign to you.
No, my brother. Oh, well,
what do you do?
Gosh. He would do that all the time. He'd be like, pull my finger. And then if I didn't want to pull his finger, he'd chase me around the house. And then he would like sit on me and let him rip.
Seriously?
Yeah.
John, what are you doing, man? Did he ever get you when you were sleeping?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I'd be sleeping and wake up to his bum.
Seriously?
It was so bad.
So you're just sleeping on the... Well, you're taking a nap or like you're in bed sleeping?
It didn't matter. Every opportunity to pick on me, he would do it.
Oh, come on.
He's fantastic. I love him.
So you're sound asleep and all, but you wake up to...
Yeah, pretty much.
Seriously? All right.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Little sisters. That's what they do.
I had an uncle who was big on the double guns. was always a weird Thanksgiving. Seriously, he would do that during Thanksgiving. My grandma.
Can he pass the turkey?
Yeah. It was like, Jimmy, how's school going? Good. Pull my finger. No, pull my finger. No. No! 248-398-WCSX. What would you do Wednesday? Stay away from Aaron's brother is what you would do. CSX, Big Jim's House, 705. Seemed appropriate. Winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock 37. Freezing rain this morning, making the roads a mess. Aaron, what are some of the, I wouldn't say highlights, just some of the headlines, I guess, on the roads this morning?
I-75 northbound just after 14 mile, there's a situation there. Good news, that problem earlier at northbound I-75 after Holbrook has been cleared. We still have a problem, though, out in the St. Clair area. On eastbound 94 at I-69 is closed. All of the lanes are closed, so you can exit at Range, then re-enter onto Gratiot and Marysville.
Good Lord. Okay, school closings as well. All you got to do is text us. We got the list for you, the latest, if you just want to double-check it. 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword there is...
school.
All right. Other than your bed, where have you fallen asleep?
Where haven't I fallen asleep?
Other than... okay, well, 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call, text, or you can join the conversation. Other than your bed, where have you fallen asleep? Is there one that comes to mind? I fell asleep in church once, but I fell asleep, I was 12. I fell asleep so hard that I actually leaned over and was asleep in the pew. I didn't just fall asleep sitting up. I actually went down, head on the pew. I was out cold.
I've done that before. And then
fallen asleep in church?
And then I got beat down by my mama. She wasn't having it. In the church, getting smacked. You better wake up.
I'm trying to think where else I've fallen asleep. Other than your bed, where have you fallen asleep? Of course, being a guy falling asleep watching sports or whatever, turning to my dad, holding the remote, going, I'm watching that. And you're out cold.
If I'm in the car, literally, and I'm the passenger, and it's a long, I'm out in like 15 minutes. I'm done.
You just done.
Yeah, I'm done on a plane before we even take off. That's it.
You just, well, it's a good habit to have. It's a good quality to have. 248-398-WCSX. Why are we talking about this? We need your help on this one, because we've been talking about it since we watched the video this morning. Michael Bolton was doing this interview with an Australian TV station. He's down in Florida. Now, we think he fell asleep. When you look at the video, what do you think?
I thought he was sleeping. I thought he had, like, dozed off. Like, he was not interested in the interview, and that's all she wrote.
Now, he insists. Here's the audio. Now, if you want to see the whole video, and you should, so we can get some thoughts on this one, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is...
sleep.
So here's the Bolton interview.
Live from Florida. Good morning, and welcome back to the show. Michael, you got us okay? Maybe he's just updating Michael? Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
It's gone silent.
Yeah, it's gone. He's out.
Yeah.
And then he was blaming it on what?
He said that there were technical issues with the live feed, and since he couldn't hear the host, he was live tweeting. And he said they had a great interview once they fixed the glitch, and then hashtagged it fake news. But I'm telling you, dude looks like he was sleeping.
It's okay. Occasionally it happens. You're tired, you fall asleep. But for the whole thing about the glitch and everything, let's go to the phones.
No, señor!
I told you about the Ronda Rousey interview I did, and we started calling her Ronda Drowsy afterwards.
She was tired.
She was exhausted, and halfway through the interview, she started yawning and, like, didn't answer any questions, and we thought for sure that she fell asleep in the interview, so we call her Ronda Drowsy.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You got to check this out. What was this? Somebody just texted in, I've slept at many concerts.
Rocked myself right to sleep, and I wake myself up rocking to what jam is playing.
Now, my uncle fell asleep. That was beer-induced at a baseball game. That went extra innings and woke up after 16 innings. He goes, great game. And my dad punched the crap out of him.
Aww.
Great game, huh? My dad's like, shut up, Bill. One more time. If you want to see this, by the way, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword there is...
sleep.
Is Michael Bolton sleeping in this? We have to whisper because we don't want to wake him up. We're playing the clip.
Live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Michael, you got us okay? Maybe he's just updating Michael? Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
It's gone silent.
Yeah, it's gone silent because you were asleep.
Okay, time to give away free tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
I can can assure you, you won't fall asleep at this one. It's Jeff Dunham at Little Caesars Arena, February 28th. We want you to go. Stick around.
That's Michael Bolton. Don't go.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets.
CSX Big Jim's House, 729 Bill, Harrison Township. Tickets on the 20 winner for Jeff Dunham. Two more chances this morning. That would be at 8:20 and 9:20. Winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock today, 37 for your high. It'll turn into rain this afternoon, but a lot of slush and freezing rain this morning on the roads causing all sorts of problems.
Yeah, we just picked up a new one, eastbound 696 at the Lodge. Left shoulder, left lane, right shoulder. So watch for emergency crews on that one. We still have that total freeway closure. That's eastbound 94 at I-69 up in St. Clair. All lanes are closed there, so you can exit at Range and then re-enter on Gratiot and Marysville to get around that situation.
Not going to R. Be careful out there. Don't fall asleep while you're driving this morning, obviously. That's we were discussing this a little earlier. In case we will share it with you again in just a minute. Michael Bolton fell asleep during an interview, then denied it. So we were just talking here in the studio. Where, other than your bed, where have you fallen asleep? 248-398-WCSX. Can you tell the one?
Someone I know, it may or may not be me,
okay,
who was at a motorcycle rally, had a lot of adult beverages, okay, one evening, and when a storm came, they had to get on the back of what might have been their husband's motorcycle.
This person that you know.
That may or may not be me.
Maybe.
And had, okay, so much to drink that they were bungee corded to the back of the motorcycle so that they wouldn't fall off because they passed out.
Yeah!
I don't know who that is, though.
You don't know who that is? You wouldn't know who that is because you wouldn't remember it if it was you.
If we it, don't was know me, it was me, I wouldn't know. But
so this person fell asleep bungee corded to the back of a motorcycle. Is that right?
That's what I was told.
Allegedly. 248-398-WCSX. Seriously?
Allegedly, this happened several years ago.
God, there's got to be a picture of it somewhere.
There might be.
No!
Possibly.
Allegedly. All right. In case you didn't hear Michael Bolton fall asleep, we'll have it for you next. Here goes Michael Bolton. CSX Big Jim's House, 735. Let me see, 32 degrees right now. Winter weather advisory. It's about 1 o'clock. That means freezing rain this morning, slushy out there. Rain this afternoon on the way home with Dahmer. Maybe a little bit more ice to contend with as you're cruising home. Was there an update to traffic?
Yeah, earlier we had a closure eastbound 94 at I-69 that was up in the St. Clair area, and we just got a message from Steve who says, hey, I just came through there and the freeway's open, so that's good news, but we still have that problem eastbound 696 right there at the Lodge.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that, and he'll keep an eye on that for you this morning. So we were talking about this in the studio, and we were talking about before the show, actually. Michael Bolton was doing this interview with an Australian TV station. He was in Florida, and it sure as hell looks like he fell asleep. He denies it, says he's having trouble with his in-ear piece and he couldn't hear him and he was looking down at his phone.
Looking at the video, just the screenshot of his face, it looks like he's catching some Z's.
Which is okay. Not at all. He's a busy man. So here's, now if you want to see it, we'll send it to you. Same number you used to call us. You text us. The keyword, of course, is
sleep.
All right, here's Mike with the...
Live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Eyes are closed.
Michael, you got us okay?
Eyes are closed.
Maybe he's just updating Michael? Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
It's gone silent.
He just comes up like, hey, man, I'm just wide awake. I'm doing this one here. I wasn't sleeping. I just want to be a sole provider. I was thinking about falling asleep stories. You just shared one about a friend of yours that fell asleep in the back of a motorcycle.
Yeah, it had to be bungee corded, allegedly.
Right, allegedly. We had an email from a listener, Brian. My buddy and I went to a Rick Springfield concert at Cobo, fell asleep with full cups of beer, never spilled a drop.
That is...
Well played.
That is well played.
That's some skill right there. Again, sleep's the keyword if you want to see this one. Any other messages coming in?
Ed says, I cracked three ribs and had no choice but to sleep standing up in a corner with pillows. Ooh,
oh,
that's uncomfortable.
Oh, we had a guy in the Navy when I was in submarine school. Now, we went to school from like 8 to 5 every day. And it was hard. I mean, it was really hard to sit there all day and just book stuff. Sean Dolan, I'll remember his name. Do you know how he kept himself from falling asleep?
What?
Wasn't coffee. Do you remember no-dos, those little caffeine things?
Oh.
We would take those things, the little caffeine pills. He would pull a nose hair. He would.
Ow.
Oh, I know. We'd watch him. And you just like, you'd go, psst, hey, hey, Dolan's nodding off. And you'd look over and you'd see this. And he would just shoot straight
up in the air. That'll wake you up, though, honestly.
I'll tell anyone, if you're ever really super tired and you need a break, pull a nose hair, man. You are wide awake. It was disgusting. And by the end of the day, he would pull like three or four. By the end of the day, it looked like he would thunk, thunk, thunk. Just his head was going up and down like a little bingo ball thing on some car, man. Tim and Livonia, what's up, buddy?
How do? How you guys doing this morning?
Good. We're good. So you got a falling asleep story?
So, when I was in the Marines, I was delivering ammunition to a live fire range. And I had to pick up the ammo at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I get out to the range and pass out all the ammo and get back in my truck. And all the infantry company starts all firing their machine guns and rifles and everything. And I fell asleep in the truck.
with
all these bullets and explosions?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Wow. You were tired, yeah. Man.
You pull the
and
Bolden.
Next thing I knew, somebody's knocking on the truck door. Hey, we need more ammo. I'm like, anyway.
Hey, Tim, thanks for your service, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
WCSX, Big Jim's house, 748. Winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock, 37 for a high. Slush, some freezing rain kind of blew through earlier this morning, making the roads a mess. Getting any better out there, Aaron?
We only have one major problem this morning. It's not really major. It's in the clearing stages. Eastbound 696 at the Lodge. There's emergency crews trying to clear out a wreck there.
Interesting conversation this morning. We've been talking about this video. Michael Bolden was doing an interview with an Australian TV station, and it sure as hell looks like he fell asleep. You decide when you watch it. We'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
sleep.
He claims he didn't fall asleep. You can look at it and you decide. I think all of us, do we all agree that it looks like he fell asleep?
He was catching some Z's.
Okay, we're all agreed there that it looks like he fell asleep. All right. We've been getting your calls, though. We want to find out, other than bed, where did you fall asleep? Is it Shelby? Shelby, go ahead. Where'd you fall asleep?
I fell asleep during a job interview about 10 years ago. I didn't sleep the night before because I was so nervous, and I literally fell asleep.
Did you get the job?
No.
So, okay, now, so you were nervous all night, you fall asleep. So you wake up, what is the person who's interviewing you doing? Are they staring at you? What happened next?
I think it was like one of those micro naps. I didn't like fall asleep for a long period of time, but I did kind of doze off. And I just remember my dad actually knew them, and he told me about it a couple years later that they knew I had fallen asleep.
Oh, no.
Oh.
All right. Well, okay. Don't do that again. God. Yeah.
Oh, no. It never happened again.
I can imagine. Shelby, hey, thanks so much for sharing that story. Be careful on the roads. We appreciate you listening, too.
Thanks. Bye.
Side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Let's get our players on the phone. Let's do this.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. We got Josh representing the west side, Ron the east side, Tom downriver. Josh, if you know the answer, you yell out west. Ron, you will yell out east. Tom, you will yell out down. Do not answer until you called upon, and make sure you're loud so everybody can hear you.
Okay.
Good. Make sure your radios are turned down. Here we go. Question number one.
Kiss is out promoting the band's farewell tour and recently appeared on this popular game show featuring the Showcase Showdown. Come on down.
West.
West, go ahead there, Josh.
Price is Right.
The Price is Right. Okay, guys, speak up nice and loud there, Josh. Question number two. Robert Pattinson, who starred in Twilight, is rumored to be the guy who will play this DC superhero in the next film fighting crime in Gotham City.
East.
Ron.
Batman.
There we go. Okay. Yes, East and West tied, one apiece. Question number three.
John Beilein celebrated his 66th birthday, becoming the all-time winningest coach in Big Ten college hoops with this team.
What?
What?
Josh for the win. Go ahead.
University of Michigan.
There it is.
Well done.
Good job, dude. You're going to the Wings game tomorrow night with the Golden Knights. Good luck, dude. Congratulations,
Thank
brother.
You.
All right, give us a West Side.
West Side.
Way to go, West Side.
Yes!
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Okay, time to give away free tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
Oh, we got a lot going on this morning, man. And this is a hot ticket. One of the biggest shows coming to LCA.
Jeff Dunham, LCA on February 28th. We want you to go. Stick around. Your chance is coming up. Tickets!
Tickets on the 20.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes
in Big Jim's house.
At Johnsonville, we've been making sausage for 73 years. So yeah, we've grilled more than a few. Grilling them slow and low takes time you don't always have. That's why we created our flame-grilled sausage. Available in bratwurst, Italian, cheddar, and sweet and spicy.
Yes, thanks, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V. Producer Ryan, Angie working hard as well this morning. Thanks for joining us. We've still got that winter storm advisory until around 1 o'clock. Some freezing rain this morning on the roads, a little bit of rain coming back this afternoon. Okay, we always talk about food on the show. There were a couple little quick food notes I wanted to touch on for Aaron. First of all, this is a research project that was right down your alley. I'm kind of surprised they didn't call on you.
Is it burgers?
It's McDonald's. How long do you have to eat McDonald's fries before they turn nasty? What is the optimum timing for McDonald's fries?
I say 8 minutes.
They say 5.
Okay.
Pretty good up to 13 minutes. Inedible at 17 minutes. Whatever, dude. I found them in between the seats in the car before and eating McDonald's.
Yeah, let's not go there because that's really gross. But I will say this. If you put them on a cookie sheet and put them back in the oven at 350 for like 5 minutes, they taste fine again.
So you just heat them back up. So if you find them between the seat and the car, you just reach down and grab one.
Well, it depends on how long they've been.
Okay. And then the other food thing, which is related to classic rock and other forms of music, Aldi has these limited edition cheeses that they're putting out. From Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Tina. Michael Jackson's Billy Goat Is My Lover. Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Havarti. Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Goat Cheese. And then, of course, our two favorites for Def Leppard, Pour Some Gouda on Me. And then Sweet Cheddar of Mine for GNR.
These are so cool, but like you want to save them because they're kind of collectible items, but you can't necessarily do that with cheese.
You can't, but if you want to see what we're talking about, we'll send it to you. This classic rock cheese, which is pretty damn cool from Aldi. We'll text you 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
cheese.
Okay, time to give away free concert tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
All right, coming up, one of the biggest acts in the country, in the world right now, and he's coming to the Motor City.
February 28th, LCA, Jeff Dunham brings all of his puppets to you. We want you to go stick around.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes
in Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie. Thanks to everybody for all the text messages and phone calls and just feedback that we got on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House WCSX. You can also email us, BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com. There's a lot of stuff this morning. By the way, just going back to our What Would You Do Wednesday, this was the call.
Hey, look, my coworker's a great guy who tends to pass a lot of gas. He started off by apologizing, but now he gives me the double guns and thinks it's funny. What should I do?
Okay. The consensus was for most people that you need to fight fire with fire.
There was a lot of passive-aggressive posts on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. A lot of people said, you know what, bring a thing of Febreze, and every time he does it, spray it at him. He'll get the message.
Was that Carol that called in and said get a giant fan and just point it at him?
That's a good idea,
every
too.
Time that he, yeah, just come right back at him.
I would just give him, like, some Beano or some Gas X and be like, dude.
Yeah, we also learned that that sugar-free
Haribo gummy bears cause more than gas.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah. No, you'll be in the bathroom in a 15-minute span. You need
okay.
a bunch of those.
Yeah, we'll be doing that one. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Jolene is coming in next. We're back tomorrow morning. We got all sorts of stuff for you. More TNT. We'll talk about a man who choked out a mountain lion. I'm still not buying this story.
Me either, but I have lots of questions, which we will get to.
We will
tomorrow.
Delve into mountain lion wrestling on Thursday's show. Who are we saying hi to this morning?
Our friends at the Flower Shop on Middle Belt Road in Westland, which is our City of the Week. Nina and the crew have us on, so thank you so much. We appreciate it.
They're great. Okay, Julian, like we mentioned, is coming in next. Be safe on the roads. Don't forget, there's still a couple more spots for our Coney wedding, our renewing of the vows.
Oh, yeah.
That is next Valentine's Day. We're going to have everything paid for. You're going to get flowers for your significant other. You can be on TV. There's an article in the Metro Times about it today. It is an absolute blast. It's lunchtime. It won't impact your day, and you're going to have some really good fun in the Motor City. But the first thing you got to do is
text the keyword Coney to 248-398-9279. We'll send all the info right to your phone. You can get yourself signed up. I'll be there with my hot dog costume. I know you're officiating the wedding.
I got my Pope hat in the mail yesterday, so I'm ready to go there. You bringing Tito down as well?
Yes, he has a special outfit for the wedding.
Cool. I talked to Grace at American Coney. Seriously, we're going to have a Coney cake. But you got to sign up, and it's going to fill up really quick. Text us. Keyword one more time is
Coney, C-O-N-E-Y.
It's Detroit. I don't know if we have to spell out Coney, do we?
Well.
Yeah, might as well. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.